You've probably been in a rush trying to find a space at the parking garage, but as you're searching, that music draws you in.
I was trained as an architect and a jazz musician. I make large interactive sound and light installations in public buildings.
Christopher Janney created the airport's passing light installation. And music aside, light is what makes this piece so unusual.
So the idea was like, okay, when the sun is at its highest point in the year and the shadows would be on the floor, let's make that pattern on the floor and watch the shadows move in and out of that pattern.
Here's Urban 15's Catherine Cisneros.
On the day of the solstice, they link up with the grid that's painted on the concrete for a minute or less.
Because as it turns out, the earth is spinning and...
It is spinning so fast, and you don't realize it until you see this piece.
The 1999 installation inspired Cisneros, who returned to the parking garage on the solstice in 2000 to mark and honor the longest day of the year.
On that day, it was just total inspiration, total improvisation. We said, we're going to do something. We're going to go out there, and we're going to perform something. And it was just for us.
Cisneros created an interpretive dance and has been honoring the day and the art installation for the last 17 years.
It's a moment to think about who we are and how we relate to our planet.
The performance is free, but there's a small charge for parking. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.